Aaron mit We Cut the Night, Flux FM, 15 Uhr und gleich 12 Minuten am Montagnachmittag. Das Duo, das in Frankreich schon weltberühmt ist, spielt heute Abend im Musik und Frieden und schon jetzt sind die beiden gut aussehenden Herren bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue LP We Cut the Night, die hierzulande im Frühjahr erscheinen wird. Wir finden heraus, wie sie den legendären John Malkovich für ihr Video zum Song Blouson Noir gewinnen konnten und wir besprechen noch einiges mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Willkommen, Welcome, bienvenue, Simon Buret und Olivier Courzier.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you doing today?
We're pretty good. You know, it's always great to be invited to places like yours. So we having a good time so
cool.
far.
Cool. So where are you coming from today? Did you arrive from Paris today?
From Prenzlauer Berg.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we
arrived on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you had a weekend off or did you?
We have a bunch of friends living here, so we were partying around and preparing that concert for tonight, actually. I mean, I should not say that, but yeah, we were much more partying than preparing.
Which can be a sort of a preparation as well, right?
It is.
Inspirational kind mm-hmm. of partying.
Yeah, we wanted
especially
to,
in Berlin.
Yeah, get the feeling of the city, you know?
Yeah, there's so many bands that I've been talking to over the last few years who were inspired a lot by what was happening the nights before their gig.
Yeah, well, we're still into it.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations on your new album, your third studio LP. It's going to be released here in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. How and where have you recorded these songs? Do you actually have a studio of your own in Paris? Or
We have one.
And we stayed 1 year to work on this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's close to Montmartre. Uh-huh. Which is just down the church, and it's a little nest, you know, where we like to take time to do stuff. So,
yeah. So it's an advantage to have your own studio because then you can take time.
It is.
Then you can spend a year.
Well, we've been always we took care of that part of the thing, like being our own producers. So
yeah.
we all manage the whole process of recording, and it's really important for us not to be. To present the album when it's done, not to have different people from everywhere saying their opinion and everything. We're just giving it to the label when it's done.
So you decide when the deadlines is gonna.
You know, it's important.
Happen.
Like you have to share something once it's ready, and not you know when you have. I mean, we're already two people, so it's two brain talking about stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And then when it's okay to share that when it's done. You know.
But I think especially nowadays when. You don't get too much money back from selling records, but you do get a lot of money when you play live. It's kind of like an advantage as well to go on tour as a duo, right? Or to be a band made out of two people.
Well, I don't know this because, I mean, we're pretty lucky on that side still. So we still have both. We have interest enough to build something current and very exciting on stage.
Yeah.
And we like to take a few. I mean, we're four on stage tonight.
Okay.
And we like to build that. The way we present our music on stage is different than on the album. So we have to. I mean, we play all the instruments on the album and everything. We do it out by ourselves. But then once we're on stage, we want to find these different layers of connection to our music, and it goes. By the fluid of lights as well. So we try to build a whole, it has to stay as a concert. It's not a show or something.
Yeah.
But it has to be for the music. But we like to create something. And for this, you have to have a little money to do stuff properly. But of course, it's songs, especially on the album, that can be sung just piano in voice or guitar in voice. But this is not the way we.
Yeah, what I was trying to say as well is that it's a good to work on music with two people. I think is a good idea because you always have someone to reflect on. You know, you won't get lost in your own opinion, kind of.
Right.
Yeah. And there's not too many opinions in the room.
That's right. Well, we have big opinions. So there's many
multiple opinions.
Multiple people in our heads.
You started working together in 2006, so it's 10 years.
Yes.
You have to party because of that, maybe.
That's what we did yesterday.
On Friday.
Okay. Now there's a reason for everything.
Yeah, yeah. First to celebrate.
What I found interesting is that your first single, U-Turn or Lily, mm-hmm. was like a huge success, and it was used in a movie that was called da keine Sorge, mir geht's gut.
Yeah, in keine German. Sorge, mir geht's gut.
Yeah, oui.
Yep, that was it. And it was totally unexpected.
Yeah, and we how important was that first success for your ongoing career? Because it was like a first serve, like in a tennis match. That was
it was
brilliant.
I don't know what happened. It's just basically we were not expecting anything. It's just we got so lucky to be at the right place at the right moment. Yeah. I mean, the movie was a really small budget movie. It was really something not meant. It was not mainstream. It was not meant to be a blockbuster. And it became so huge in just one day that the record sold out. I mean, we were number one on the charts for the album was number one for a very long time. And it gave us this first... Yeah, spark to the match, you know. Yeah. It was just the first way. I mean, we felt very welcomed, and since then it's been a lot of work, and I think we're even enjoying more now today what's going on because it's still going on, you know. So we could have been just something, just a one hit, one hit
band, that's
and
true.
That would have been very sad. And I mean, the second album was. Such a nice welcoming as well, and now this third one is really something that we're looking forward to explore because people are very welcoming.
Yeah, no, and it's a good thing.
Other word,
it's a good thing that you had good luck in the very beginning of your career, and that you didn't stop the hard work because that's actually where it's coming from, right?
Hard work is very important.
John Malkovich appears in your Blouson Noir video.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to the words he's
the key lines of the album.
It's a summary of the album, kind of like a resume.
Yeah, exactly. It's a poem.
And let's listen to that, and then we listen to Blouson Noir, and then we talk a little bit about John Malkovich being in the video, about the show tonight, and some other stuff.
Because the world does not belong to us.
Hey Ron, mit Blouson Noir. Of Flux FM. Love the sound of the piano, man.
Thank you.
It's an old one, or is it just made to sound old?
It's a real old one, but we work a lot with sound to build some sounds, new sounds.
Yeah, we're trying to change a little bit what comes out of the instrument by passing it through machines and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, nice. But, by filtering it.
Filters, many. But the idea was this song is a postcard of the gigantic city. So the idea was coming out of it as dawn coming up, you know, again.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Nice.
So that was this piano coming back.
I've read that you are inspired a lot by visual
art, much more than music.
You imagine a picture or you imagine a postcard or something, and that's what leads into a song, right?
It's always very visual. There's no much more musical influence in our work. It's for that example, for Blouson Noir song, is I was living in New York at that time, and it's really a metaphor about how the city can hook and take you in and swallow you into his, you know, energy, you know, like, and the raw energy. I mean, it's a cliche to say that New York has energy, but it's just at that time I had just broke up, and when you feel a little fragile, you feel new again because your eyes are not used to what you used to be, you know. So the streets that you know, the buildings, you know, the grocery store, you know, everything is new because you're different, you know, in your everyday life. And it was just a wink to the postcard of the New York from 2013 when we did it, 14, yeah.
Cool.
And it's all about that energy that comes from the concrete, the buildings, the sirens of the you know, the cars, the sidewalks, the everything. And so that's the basic line of the song, and then we're like, okay, how can we describe this and change it into a song?
Yeah.
So you can hear some sirens. And
one can hear a little bit that you broke up with somebody, I think, with the minor chords on the piano.
Yeah.
There's no major chords in there,
right?
It's
not meant to be sad, you know, it's just meant to be, I mean, I think that you're mostly alive in that, in life when some stuff happens to you. It's not
true.
Whether it's good or bad, it's the matter is how you transform that, how you change this to something positive, which is creativity, actually, you know.
Yeah, so. That's true. We've talked about the fact that John Malkovich appears in that video. We've listened to the resume of the video of the album that he's talking in the beginning of the video.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? I've heard that he's a fan of yours.
Well, I wrote him a letter talking about the genesis of the whole genesis of Blouson Noir and the album of We Kept the Night, And I asked him if it would be okay to be part of this in a different way, meaning the album was done and we were looking for a special way of presenting it and not just being a commercial thing like, you know, like just buy our album. And so we start to have that idea of a preamble, like, you know, a preamble for a book when you read like this 3 pages written by someone else who is saying, hey, I mean, the first open arms to the book, you know, to the story that's going to come.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this key lines and this poem about this resume, as you said, about Wicked the Night, and I sent it to John, and he was touched by some of the words and the subjects of the album. So we decided to do that thing together, and that movie is really arms wide open to the next chapter.
Ja, ruhig mal im Netz vorbeigucken, auf YouTube oder sonst wo, und sich das Video angucken zu Blouson Noir von Aaron. Das ist echt ganz stark, wie John Malkovich da auch noch mal auftritt zu Beginn des Liedes. In an interview you said that it's important to you to kind of reinvent the sound of Aaron with every new LP.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the most difficult things for an artist to kind of reinvent himself for every album, but yet again at the same time you have to
kind of
relate to the stuff that you've done before. How do you know that you're working with the right mixture? You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, we know it when we're excited. I mean, we don't really care. I mean, it's very selfish when you create something. We push ourselves to don't care about who's going to listen to it. We just go in something that excites our ears first, and we take time between albums. So we just, as long as Oliver and I are really like, oh, we like that sound, we like that thing, we're going to do it. And then it's all about being not judgmental and not being too pushy on keys, like me being curious on your, you know, it's just, we like that metaphor, taking musical polaroids, you know, it's just of moments. I think a song is just it's like a mirror to an emotions that you're trying to stop and to see on the table somewhere, you know, just to put something out of you and see what happens. So you don't really care how it comes. So we try to seize that suspended moments and turn it into music stuff.
Yeah.
And
that's changing.
It.
That's changing by itself because you're getting older and you're getting wiser, maybe.
We're really excited by new sounds or new lyrics.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Give us a way.
Yeah, cool. After 10 years of working together, how has your relationship developed? Is it comparable to what it was in the beginning, or
I think
have
it's
you
better
found new
because
ways?
Now we have special products for the hair, you know. So. So I think it's better.
Yeah, you're better looking as well than 10 years ago.
Well, you know, we got money, surgery, and everything.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good to me. I mean,
we
that's
were
money spent wise.
Before, now we're young men. You know, so
that's nice. Yeah. So, what does your live setup look like? How are you going to play these songs live tonight? There's four of you on stage. That's what you mentioned before.
Yeah, four people on stage, and we, as we try to create that layer sound, you know, we have different layers. I mean, that this album is, if you listen to it on the low level, it's meant to be like a musical rug for your daily life or something like that. And when you turn up the volume a little bit, we try to do a rapping sound really that push you and gives you a trigger to your own emotions or sensation. And what we do on stage is we're trying to create something live. I mean, the essence of the sharing of music is live, right? So we try to add another layer, which is the lights.
Okay, cool.
So which we're really trying to stay as a concert. It's not a show, as I told you before, but it's I mean, it's not like a play or something.
Yeah.
Like it's still a concert, but we're choosing the colors and everything to push the feeling a little further.
So it's three musicians and one light technician, or is it
four musicians, two engineers and one light guy?
Oh, so it's a big crew that's on tour
really.
Right now.
It's not big, but it's
not
nice
the smallest as well. Okay,
well,
cool.
Yeah.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Well, we take it.
And please come back to this very station as soon as you visit Berlin the next time. Und
with
Menschen
pleasure.
Da draußen, wenn ihr Lust habt, auf das Konzert zu gehen von Aaron heute Abend im Musik und Frieden, dann könnt ihr mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Tickets für die Aaron Show heute Abend im Musik
wunderbar.
Und Frieden. Aaron Official. Aaron.com.
Yeah, or just Facebook.
Oh, ja. Oder bei Facebook. Oder Aaron the Band bei Twitter. Ja. Könnt ihr auch vorbeigucken. Da findet ihr noch mehr Informationen über die Band und auch über das Veröffentlichungsdatum. Im Frühjahr wird die Platte erscheinen. Thanks a lot again for visiting.
Thank you for having us.
Und ihr könnt nochmal anrufen unter 030 2000 9000 für Tickets für Aaron heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. Bye bye, au revoir.
Goodbye, tschüss.
Tschüss.